Gardner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Gardner Andrews Show. To go.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Gardner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, it was on this day in 1876 that Alexander Graham Bell made the first phone call in history. He called his assistant, Watson, who was sitting in the next room. Let's go to the tape.
Watson, come quickly. I could use a neck rub. Then bring the oils. And some wine.
Now silence! Silence, I say! For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pantload of Gardner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
The Gardner Andrews Show to go.
Yesterday morning on the show, we devoted a pretty good chunk of airtime to you so you could tell the tale of that time you dropped your cell phone in a public toilet and fished it out.
Well, I don't know what I would do if my phone dropped in, but being a service plumber, I can tell you what happens when they just get lazy and flush.
Oh, what happened? Walk us through. Okay, tell us what happens and then hang a price tag on it.
Okay, well, mid-December, I get called out to a restaurant on 170th, and they've had a toilet that keeps clogging up, and they've been plungering it and augering it and doing everything they know how to do to it. So they finally called in the professionals, if that's what we are.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I've got this little camera that I jam up there, and I can't see anything. So finally, I just say, you know what, I'm going to pull this thing off the floor, because if it's clogged this many times, there's something in there. So I flip the toilet over, and sure enough, there is a Motorola Moto Crazer or whatever it was up in there in the leather case, all soaking wet, where I couldn't get it out. So I wound up having to smash the toilet.
Ooh!
Retrieved the cell phone, and then I took the antibacterial soap to it because I thought, you know what, it's already soaking wet, and I want to see if this thing will ever work again. So, because I thought, hey, there might be like the little digital pictures of some 18-year-old whose friend thought she was a bitch and decided to flush her phone down the toilet. So anyway, I took the phone, disinfected it, and left it sitting on the vent of my truck for about 2.5 months, and then finally fired it up, and sure enough, it still works. So I checked all the incoming calls and everything, phoned this lady and said, I think I've got your phone. She was just dead silent and said, well, where did you find it? I said, December the 19th, you went potty on the first toilet on the left at the keg on 170th. And she said, she was just stunned. I said, yeah, it was up inside the toilet.
What was the final damage total?
Well, 2.5 hours of my time at $88 an hour, plus the $40 truck charge, plus a new toilet seat, wax ring, T-bolts, and flange. I'd say that was about $600 or $700 by the time we were done.
Yeah. We should make this a regular feature, Tales from the Drain Snake.
Yeah. I could even supply you with some dirty movies that we make with our sewer camera.
I honestly can't think of any kind of movie I want to watch less.
Oh, they're intriguing, Garner.
No, I would argue that they're not intriguing at all. Would you rather watch a snuff film or a sewer cam film? Tough call.
Sonic Podcast.
Oh my God, Garner. I don't listen to you for months, and this is what happens?
What do you mean?
Darwin.
Oh, hey, Darwin.
Hey, I haven't been up this early in a long time, buddy.
But what happened? What?
Well, last time I was listening to you, it was all unicorns and sunshine, and now it's snuff films and things you find in the toilet.
Well,
this show has truly gone to some dark and twisted places.
Well, look, there's a reason for this.
Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, there's a reason for everything we talk about this. I don't drive to work in the morning and go, you know what I'm going to talk?
I'm sorry, but I'm scrambled eggs and bacon, yeah. And all of a sudden,
I don't know that I've ever talked about snuff films on this show before, but it was sort of the first thing that popped into my mind. And it's not like a drive to work in the morning going, I feel really dark inside. I feel an empty hole. There's a blackness that I'm going to bring to the radio.
The Gardner Andrews Show Podcast.
Gardner!
Hello?
Here, I got somebody who wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
What does it say?
Oh, no.
What is a snuff film?
Oh, God, no. How old are you?
I'm nine.
Nine. What are you doing up so early?
I'm driving to school.
What time does school start?
I'm driving to my nanny's.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you went to some sort of weird school that started at 6:30 in the morning.
No.
No, good, good. Wow, I wish that I had not talked about that on the radio, what you were calling about. And I would like to retract that. It was a horrible example. Is that your dad that's driving?
Yeah.
You and your dad, later on today, you ask the internet that question, okay?
Okay.
Dear internet, put your dad back on for a second.
Okay, here.
Okay.
Oh.
Whew, sorry about that.
Not a problem. That's hilarious.
Well, I didn't really.
As soon as you said that, I had to put him on there because he's always asking me he wants to talk to you.
Yeah. What's his name?
Clayton.
I wish I would have said. Okay. I told Clayton that when he gets home with you later on today, that you guys have to ask the internet.
Oh yeah, no.
I'm done talking about snuff films on the radio.
It's Gas to Go from Sonic 1029.
Connor, what have you done?
Oh my god. I think this may be my new ringtone here.
What is a snuff film?
I think it should be.
Yeah. What is a snuff film? That was one of those things where I was fishing for an example, and it was the first thing that popped into my head when I was talking to that plumber about would you rather watch film footage from a sewer cam or a snuff film? And then
why would snuff film pop into your mind?
I have no idea. This is officially the darkest the show has ever been. Ever.
See, I think it's funny because I don't have kids and I don't have to explain it to them or put them on the phone so you can explain it to them, but I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, okay, well, I would rather talk about unicorns now. Do you want to talk about unicorns, maybe rainbows, puppies, or something like that, four-leaf clovers?
I would love to.
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guy. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
I got a text message last night when I was trying to sleep from former Sonic music director Jason Manning, who is in Toronto right now with Sonic program director Al Ford. And they went out to see Muse in Toronto on Monday night, and I get this text from Manning last night. G-Unit. I don't know what was cooler, Muse at ACC in Toronto Monday night, or how one of the guys smokes a pipe. Who smokes a pipe? Love, Jason. Well, and then he sent me the pictures this morning. He emailed me some photos, and apparently they got to go backstage and meet the band, and sure enough, there's Jason Manning and Al Ford in a picture with Muse, and the one dude is smoking a pipe. And we've talked about the pipe in the past, and how I think in order to start smoking a pipe, you're going to have to move to a new town. Like, you'll, and then just show up in that new town smoking a pipe, and you'll always be the guy, oh, that's the guy that smokes the pipe. If you tried to start smoking a pipe now, here in your real life, you'd show up for work, you'd light that thing outside the back door, and you would get laughed out of the parking lot. I know that I would laugh. If one of my friends showed up somewhere at a party or wherever we were going and busted out a pipe and packed that thing full of tobacco on that, we would never stop laughing. Ever. So again, the rule is that if you want to start smoking the pipe, you have to move to a new town.
Podcast Sonic.
Hey, you want to talk about pipe smoking?
Okay.
All right, so you have to do it recreationally. I lived in the same city and took it up successfully.
Okay, now hang on a second. Now we're talking about the tobacco pipe, right?
Absolutely, tobacco.
Because I don't think it would be possible to successfully take up pipe smoking in your hometown, because all your friends and that would start laughing uncontrollably when they saw you smoking that pipe. But you say that it is possible?
It is, if you do it recreationally. So if you wanted to do it all the time, mm-hmm. Yeah, then you look like an ass. But you do it recreationally, so it's select times. Oh, I always do this after a nice meal or after dessert or with a glass of wine or either a beer or two. But yeah, I successfully did it before the age of 30 in a city, and I did not have to move.
Did you have to grow a giant ironic beard or mustache?
Neither.
What?
Neither.
Wow. Okay.
So, however, I don't smoke a pipe anymore because my wife would kill me due to the health effects. So if you smoked it every day, like I got buddies that smoke cigars that'll smoke cigarettes at the same time. But with the pipe, you just have to have it at those select times of day. And then you can also go back and say, oh, I've done this for a few years. You've never seen me before.
Okay. So it is possible to take up the pipe in your hometown.
Very strategic to get it done, though.
Podcast. Hey, are we still talking about the pipe thing?
Well, sure. Yeah, we can. Pipe smoking. And I'm talking about the tobacco pipe, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a friend who randomly showed up to one of my parties one day, and he brought a pipe. I guess it sort of suits him, though, because he's sort of socially awkward.
Uh-huh. How hard, though, did everybody laugh when he pulled that pipe out and started packing it?
We had a pretty good laugh about it. It was sort of like an oh my god thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's sort of his thing. I think he likes any kind of attention.
Yeah. But do you, for most people though, like you just kind of want to slide through life relatively unnoticed. You don't want to draw a whole lot of attention to yourself. I mean, some people want a ton of attention, don't get me wrong. But I think the majority of us, we just want to kind of slide through life, right?
Yeah.
And when you all of a sudden show up smoking a pipe, you're going to draw all sorts of attention to yourself and not the good kind of attention.
Yeah, but I guess some people don't grasp that it's not that kind of attention.
So that's why I said that if you want to take up smoking a pipe, you kind of have to move to a new town.
Yeah, pretty much, like small town Saskatchewan.
Yeah, and then, well, you can move to anywhere. You can move to Toronto, and you just show up there smoking a pipe, and then everybody will just think you always smoked a pipe. They won't know the old non-pipe smoking you. They'll just know the pipe smoking you. So that's why I think that if you want to successfully take up the pipe, you do need to move to a new town.
Yeah, that actually makes sense.
Yeah, it's a very expensive habit once you figure in the cost of moving.
Podcast Sonic.
Yeah, we need to shift gears on the program today, so we're going to do a little unicorn chat. Do you have a good recipe, a unicorn sighting?
No sightings yet.
Okay. Well, call me back. Hang on a second here. I'm detecting you're a member. Do you hold a membership card? Are you holding a membership card in the 420 Club?
Yes, I do, sir.
Yeah, I picked that up right away.
You're very good.
When you've already smoked this morning, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Really? What do you got planned for today? And please don't say drive the school bus or work in the air traffic tower.
I'm a photographer.
Photographer? How's business?
Well, it's going good.
Okay. What kind of portraits?
Scenic.
Scenic?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you sell many pictures?
Not really. It's just mostly like for my own personal gain.
Yeah. So how do you pay your bills then?
I have people to take care of that.
You're a kept man.
Yes.
Okay. I would have to think it would be tough. You would have to be, as a photographer now, you would have to be really, really good at what you do in order to make a living. Because with the invention of digital photography, and you can get some KA cameras for under $1,000 now, and then you get yourself a little Photoshop and some filters and that kind of stuff, almost everybody thinks that they're a professional photographer now.
Yeah.
So how do you, by looking at photos now, how can you decipher who's a good photographer and who's not?
Because of, if people take a really good picture and you can feel an emotion from the picture, that's when I know they're a good photographer, when the photo makes you feel.
Now, is that unaided? And by unaided, is that before you've smoked up or after?
Before or after?
Before? Okay, right on.
The Garner Andrew Show Podcast.
Hi, Garner.
Hello.
I have to say I'm very disappointed with you.
Oh, no.
And the path that last conversation took, I thought it was on the wrong radio station.
Well, I called the guy out.
I know. No, no. But I'm like, I thought I was listening to one of those other stations that sound like they're smoking while they're doing their show.
So, what, you're disappointed that I let that guy on the air?
Yeah, kind of.
Well.
But, you know, we all have those days, those moments.
Well, I feel like I'm being judged here now. I... Every now and again.
You're brilliant. I enjoy, you are so witty and quick thinking. I love listening to your show. And
But you would have preferred not that I wouldn't have given that guy the airtime that he got.
Well, you know what? Don't let it all be up to me. But yeah, that just kind of surprised me.
Okay. Well, I'm not, I was far from on the air going, hey, everybody should smoke pot. I wasn't doing that, was I?
No, no, not at all.
As a matter of fact, I think it was the exact opposite. Didn't I sort of make fun of him a little bit about, if anything, I think I sort of pointed out that maybe it was his penchant for smoking the marijuana cigarettes that were maybe preventing him from excelling at his dream of becoming a professional photographer. He said he was a photographer, and he said that business was good, but then when I asked him if he sold any pictures, he said, no, not many.
Okay.
In not so many words. I honestly do think that, you know what, I don't have a problem with you if that's your thing, if you smoke pot. It's not my thing. I don't. I just, life is weird enough already. I don't need to amplify the weird.
Very true.
And I just sort of think that until you've hit your stride... Ah, that's what it is. Until you've hit your stride in life, you should probably put the Ziploc and the zigzags away.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.